The North Bay's wine industry and the amount of information available about wine in general was much smaller back in the 1970s when Karen McNeil began to study the subject. That was when she first identified the need for what became the Wine Bible, a book she wrote several decades later.
It was actually pretty hard to learn about wine back then. There was no single resource that you could go to sort of have all of, or at least a lion's share of your questions answered. Everything from simple things like, why is red wine red, to more complex questions. What makes Bordeaux, Bordeaux? So I wrote the Wine Bible to be that one comprehensive resource for people who love wine and want to learn more about it.
That first edition came out in 2001, but a lot has changed since then. So updating her Bible was a big job. In fact, McNeil says the new second edition is essentially a brand new book.
Every chapter is rewritten. There are all new maps, all new side boxes, all new photos, plus whole new areas that simply weren't wine-producing areas 15 years ago, places like China and India. And then an exploration of some places where wine has been made for a long time, but we haven't known very much about it, the Republic of Georgia, Slovenia, next door to Italy. So it's a very global and comprehensive book.
That ties into one of the trends she notes about wine consumption, a greater willingness to try new and different varieties, wherever they may come from.
There was a time 20 years ago when people drank very narrowly, at least people in America. They drank Cabernet or Chardonnay. And now people are much more comfortable and experimental. It's fantastic. You know, there are 5,000 grape varieties in the world, at least. So to drink just two of them is, in a sense, to deprive oneself of all of this potentially wonderful flavor.
And American wine drinkers needn't search very far to find intriguing new discoveries, McNeil says, even here on our own continent.
It's been tempting to believe that the U.S. is the country of North America in terms of wine. But some pretty surprising wines are now being made in the Guadalupe Valley of Mexico. And you know, it's not that far from Santa Barbara County, after all. Similarly, some stunning wines are now being made in British Columbia, which, after all, is not very far from Oregon and Washington.
But how does one recognize or identify a truly great wine? That, says McNeil, is a fascinating and complicated question.
I have isolated 9 characteristics that I think all great wines share, no matter where they're from. Not only complexity and length, but also concepts like distinctiveness, precision, connectedness, the choreography or movement of the wine on the palate.
Also on her list are balance, distinctiveness, and the ability to evoke an emotional response. As these are fundamental concepts to tasting and appreciating wine in general, McNeil has placed them right up front in the very first chapter of her updated 1,000-page Wine Bible. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.